USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. The police beating death of Tyre Nichols is highlighting the battle for police reform across the country. Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy says what took place in Memphis wasn't an isolated incident, and more charges could be coming.
Nothing that we did last week in bringing indictments precludes other charges from coming later on.
The Memphis police disbanded the Scorpion unit that those officers were part of. Border Patrol agents from the San Diego sector seized $4 million worth of drugs from three different stops. In the first bus last week, agents found 57 packages of fentanyl in a car. The other two busts happened in Riverside County, where agents seized 33 pounds of cocaine, 9 pounds of fentanyl, and nearly 5 pounds of heroin. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer believes Democrats will get their way when it comes to raising the debt ceiling. He told Politico the plan is to get House Republicans to understand they're flirting with disaster by demanding spending cuts before agreeing to raise the debt ceiling. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is optimistic about the debt ceiling meeting he's having this week with President Biden.
Now, I know his staff tries to say something different, but I think the president is going to be willing to make an agreement together.
Audio from CBS's Face the Nation. The principal at the Virginia Elementary School, where a six-year-old shot his teacher, is being removed from her post. Abigail Zwirner's attorney said previously that several instructors went to the school administration with concerns about the student having a weapon, but weren't taken seriously. Students are returning to class at Richneck Elementary School this week in Newport News. The school has implemented clear backpacks and metal detector systems. A week after her daughter was laid to rest, Priscilla Presley is contesting the authenticity of Lisa Marie Presley's will. It left Lisa Marie's daughter, Riley, as her successor. This is USA News.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A sixth police officer is being relieved of his duties for his role in the deadly beating of Tyre Nichols. Memphis police said Preston Hemphill has been let go. However, what role he played wasn't disclosed. Five other officers were fired and have been charged with second-degree murder for Nichols' death. Newly elected to a fourth term as Republican National Committee chair, Ronna McDaniel says there's only one way for her party to succeed.
We have got to start coming together and recognize if we're only going to win if we're united against the Democrats.
McDaniel told Fox News that this will be her final term leading the GOP. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Russian President Vladimir Putin made a peculiar comment during his time in office.
He threatened me at one point and said, Boris, I don't want to hurt you, but with a missile it would only take a minute or something like that.
That's what Johnson claimed in a BBC documentary. A Kremlin spokesman, however, denied the threat was ever made. Meghan Trainor is expecting baby number two. The Made You Look singer made the announcement while appearing on the Today Show. Trainor also revealed the baby is due sometime this summer. The Hershey Bears hockey team in Pennsylvania has broken a world record again for a teddy bear toss. Traditionally, fans bring thousands of bears and stuffed animals to throw onto the ice after the Bears' first goal of the night. However, the team didn't score against Bridgeport Sunday, so fans went ahead and began throwing the toys in the final seconds. More than 67,000 bears were thrown on the rink. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.